If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Guguletu, there was a story that a lot of people had been excited about, the Barloworld buyout. It was reported quite a while ago. And if you know the people at Barloworld, they've been excited about it too. It turns out now that the shareholders have voted against it.
Yeah, this has been a very interesting development regarding Barloworld. And just as a reminder for many South Africans, this is a significant contributor to the South African economy. It has divisions like Ingrain and also Barloworld Equipment, but quite literally covers the full spectrum of key industries in South Africa, from construction, machinery, equipment, as well as in terms of food manufacturing and chemicals businesses. So last year, you're quite right, following their results, Barloworld has actually been on a mission to really slimline itself and even offloaded companies like Avis Group, which have since then listed on the GAC independently over the last 2 years. There is a company and a current shareholder known as the Zahid Group that was going to buy out the business and ultimately lead to the delisting of Barloworld as a whole. We have an update, and that primarily means it's a shareholder briefing that took place. This is where shareholders have had to come together and to vote either against or for the deal given the proposal that was set forward. And from what we do see, more than 60% of shareholders overwhelmingly rejected the particular deal, saying that the arrangement of the scheme resolution was largely very biased and raised governance issues, largely because the CEO, Dominic Sewela, will be involved and part of the trust and participation of the buyout that would take place. There's a pretty number that they've actually attached to this particular deal, about 23 billion rand, as well as a cash offer of 120 rand per share, which was viewed by many as something that would be met quite favorably by investors. But from what we do see, this is not likely going to go ahead unless it does get past the investors. So we'll still evaluate whether or not they sweeten the deal in terms of the pricing and the offer, or if the governance issues still remain at the heart of what shareholders are frustrated by.
Okay. And so tell us about this next issue now, because Vodacom, I thought, was doing well. Why are they cutting 100 jobs?
This is an interesting one as well, Cesar, because it's not the first time that they're doing this in the last 24 months. So Vodacom South Africa specifically is actually cutting jobs. Just yesterday, there was a back and forth and reporting from Tech Central and confirmation from Vodacom that they have actually reached out to more than 400 employees who are actively participating and have been served with Section 189 notices. That's essentially with regard to retrenchments and letting go of staff through a regulated process. From what we understand, Vodacom says that only around 100 of their employees are expected to go through the process. And this is largely because they're trying to slimline their business in terms of their focus on technology. So it does seem as though as they adopt more roles within technology, artificial intelligence, and maybe even streamlining their operations, this is where they do happen to find that they have to cut jobs. It's not the first time. About a year ago, Vodacom did cut about 80 roles in the business. And again, they largely put this on the telecoms operator being more focused on being a technology company and seeing a duplication of resources, roles, and functions within the company. So no clarity given exactly as to where they are, how they're performing, but we will be able to dial down into the details when their group results are announced, at least before the end of March. That should give us some clarity and some perspective as to what they are or what the reasons are behind these job cuts. Speculation is rife, though. I must tell you, many yesterday were commenting that they might need than money for potential litigation, but we'll not speculate. We'll find out what the facts are.
Okay. And then tell me something. What are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, yesterday was a fairly busy day. We did have a few company updates, but it is anticipated to continue. We did close off in positive territory at 88,321 points. We've been resilient in terms of the currency, 18.41 to the dollar, 23.36 to the pound, and now at 19.32 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.